I think it's the most we've ever sold. Hi, Dad.
Hello, Alice.
You'd obviously made a real effort with your stall.
Well, with World Fair Trade Day yesterday and Rogation Sunday. It's all about crops and produce and stuff, isn't it?
What is?
Rogation Sunday.
I've been praying for good yields, have you, Mum? And an end to paperwork.
Alice and Amy did very well with their fair trade stall.
Oh, good for you.
Alan gave it a special mention.
Ah.
Interesting sermon, didn't you think, Alice?
Actually, I was reading up about the half-life of isotopes.
I'm sure Alan will forgive you.
Well, it was about boundaries. You know how we all need boundaries in our lives.
I'm certainly hoping for a few today.
What?
Sixes, preferably.
Not those sort of boundaries.
You're off, Adam.
Yep, Paxley, here we come. First Village Cup match. And the last, if we don't win.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Won't be for want of training. See you then.
Yeah, good luck.
Bye.
Yeah, best of luck, Adam.
Bye.
When will lunch be, Mum?
Half past one.
Oh, great. I'll get on with my revision then.
All right, darling.
See you later.
Now, what is it? What's the matter?
Siobhan's mother rang.
And?
She thinks I ought to go over.
I see.
She was very upset. Siobhan's very ill, Jenny.
Oh, God.
And if, well, you know how Bridget feels about me. If she's actually asking me to come, it must be serious.
So, you're going?
Well, I have to. It could be.
Well, if you feel you have to, you must go, mustn't you?
Jenny.
You better pack a bag.
Jenny, please understand. Siobhan.
How would you describe Chris Carter's innings?
It's for your match report, Sid.
Yeah.
Well, 35's not bad.
Well, it could have got a lot more.
How about colourful?
Yeah, very diplomatic, Alistair.
Now you see, that's why Adam's so valuable.
Well run, Adam!
Gets a single where most players wouldn't even see it.
Yeah.
Don't you agree, Sid?
Yes, very subtle.
Come on, Roy! Let's get some runs!
Shuler's done us proud with the supporters.
Yeah, a great crowd.
Yeah, and a family effort. Kenton, driving the minibus.
Well, his good deed for the decade.
Yeah. And where are your lot, David?
Oh, they're beating the bounds with Alan and Usha.
Ah, right.
Ruth's milking this afternoon, and Pip thinks cricket's lighter teasing on him.
You'll have to get a better edge.
Oh!
I don't believe it! He's hardly got started!
Right, chuck my gloves over.
There you go. Chocker. Caught at short length for 3.
Hard luck, Roy.
Think I'd better pad up.
Thought you might like a cup of tea, darling.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Oh, how's it going? Still doing isotopes?
No, finished that harmonic motion now.
That sounds rather nice.
Do you think so?
No. No, perhaps not. Looks like complete hieroglyphics to me.
It's not too bad.
You know, we're very proud of you, Alice.
Thank you.
How hard you're working.
It's sheer terror. Only a week to go.
You deserve to do very well.
Well, I only need a high B in this exam, and I'm still on track for an A overall.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah?
Well, you know your father had to go to Ireland a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, he's having to go back again to tie up some of the business he did there.
Oh, okay.
And it's all come at a bit short notice, really, so he's flying over this evening.
Okay.
You don't mind?
I'll survive. When will he be back?
Well, we're not actually sure.
Whatever. Are things better with you two now?
Oh, don't be silly, darling. Everything's fine.
Well, that's okay then. As long as he brings me something nice.
Ah, how are we doing?
Oh, hello, Linda. You just arrived?
Well, I finished my shift to find that Robert had been called out.
Ah.
Mrs. Barton's garage door collapsed.
Oh,
she
yeah.
didn't like to have everything on display.
No, too embarrassed, I suppose.
Oh, no, in case of theft.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So I thought I might as well come and support our boys.
Right. Well, we're 147 for three.
Oh, that's very good. Did Adam open?
Yes, with Christopher. Ooh. He's done pretty well, actually. David's not been in long.
I'm glad you're here.
Oh, we haven't seen this guy bowling yet. Purvis, I think his name is.
You know Robert and I are planning to start B&Bs at Ambridge Hall.
Are you?
Well, hasn't Robert mentioned it?
Yeah, he may have done, yeah.
Well, we've heard from the council. No planning permission required. Although they do reserve the right to revisit the situation if things change, or if there are complaints from people in the village. That's hardly likely, is it? You used to run B&Bs, didn't you, Sid?
Not me, really.
But at the ball?
No, I didn't have much to do with it, no. And then when Polly died, well, it's too much on top of running the pub as well.
Ah, so you don't have any tips then?
No. Oh, for Pete's sake.
Clean bowled.
He didn't read that at all, did he?
How many did he get?
Oh, 80, I think.
Oh, what a shame. He must have thought a century was in his grasp. Who's in next?
Tom.
Oh, yes. Good luck, Tom! Robert's been researching all the fire regulations and so on. Smoke alarms, risk assessments.
Ah, right.
And I've decided to play to my strengths. Well, as you know, I've got a lot of expertise with allergies. There can't be many guest houses with resident llamas.
What?
Quite a USP, we thought.
Are you talking about my innings?
Oh, no, actually, Ambridge Hall Guest House. We're converting two bedrooms.
I hope Tom takes his time.
He's turning it, this bowler.
And a guest lounge.
Oh, wide, surely.
Yes!
Good call, David.
So, you're going into the B&B business?
In a few weeks, we hope.
And evening meals?
No, we thought that was too onerous for the amount that we could charge. So I expect you'll be benefiting, Sid.
What?
I'm sure we'll send plenty of custom your way. Evening meals, lunches, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yes, it might mean a bit of extra trade, I suppose. I'll have to give you some cards.
And I should say, well done, Adam.
No. Oh,
what would Ambridge do without him, eh, Sid?
Yes. Good innings, yes.
What happened?
Looks like David's caught.
Never touched it, surely.
He might have got an edge.
The umpire thinks so.
David.
Out for one.
Oh, dear. Anyone would think I was a bad omen.
It's pretty good, but it's not unbeatable.
What, the cake?
Our score.
Oh, 195 for 8.
Oh, if Mark Watson gets another century...
No, Alistair, our bowling's a lot better than Gilbert Cross's.
It's going to be so embarrassing if we're out after our first match.
Come on, skipper, aren't you supposed to be motivating me?
Yeah, I know.
Need a bit of bucking up after that dismissal.
Could happen to anyone, David. Oh.
Here he is, our hero.
Yes, all right.
Can I have your autograph?
Excuse me, Adam. I need a word with Kev about tactics.
Yeah, no problem.
Are you sure you want to be seen in my company?
Don't be daft.
Were you working this morning?
Oh, just getting some kit out of the grain store. With the silage out of the way, I thought I'd patch up the vermin proofing this week.
Yeah, otherwise harvest will be on you. You realise you haven't done it.
We're pretty busy on the estate. And the hinds are going to start to carve any moment.
Brian not pulling his weight?
He knows I can cope.
Hello again, gentlemen.
Hi.
Linda.
Robert sends his congratulations, Adam.
Oh, thanks.
And his best wishes for Paxley's innings. To Ambridge, of course.
Yeah, we get it. Has he fixed the door?
Well, temporarily. Mrs. Barton's lawnmower and deep freezer secure, at least.
Ah, good.
So, Linda, how's the churchyard project going?
Oh, very well so far. Huh? You know Phil and Bert and I are collecting the information flora and fauna seen in the churchyard.
Yeah, Dad's got his eye on the birds, isn't he?
Don't tell your mum.
We'll be putting our first snapshot on the village website at the end of the month.
Oh, I'm not sure Dad's taking photographs.
No, a statistical snapshot.
Oh.
Although we may have some pictures as well.
Excuse me! Could we have the Ambridge team outside, please?
Excuse us, Linda.
Oh, yes, of course.
Got to see Mr. Motivator.
So that's the 35th over.
166 for 6. So to win, Paxley needs...
36 runs in the last 5 overs.
7 runs and over.
Mm. They could do it too. Mark Watson's kept the strike. Come on, Barry. Oh! Look at that.
Oh, dear.
Time to put Kev back on, I think.
How many balls left?
9.
Last man in and they need 7 to win. Kev's making it hard for them.
He's making it hard for me.
It is very exciting, isn't it?
Exciting? I need heart surgery in a minute.
Oh, that was well struck.
Oh, no. Look. Oh, well done, Stuart. Yes!
That was impressive fielding. Just kept it to a single.
What? Speak.
Very good return.
I knew that boy would be an asset to the team.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Shame they didn't try for 2. We'd have had them. Now, come on, Kev. Yay! Yes, your beauty!
Yes!
You two people don't talk!
Oh dear. Hey. Oh, I'm sorry, Linda. Are you all right?
Never better, Sid.
Oh dear.
Never better.
You got a text?
Mm-hmm. Mm. From Adam. Ambridge is through to the next round.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes.
I'm ready to go, Jenny.
Yeah, so I see.
I'll ring you as soon as I've landed.
Yes, please.
And I'll... I'll keep you informed.
Thank you.
Well, I better get going, or I'll...
Yes, off you go.
Right. I'll say goodbye then.
Thanks, Bridget. Siobhan?
Oh, Brian.
Is it all right? I could come back later.
No. Come in.
I'm sorry I didn't come round yesterday, but by the time I'd landed... Well, I phoned Bridget and she said you were asleep, so...
Yes. Don't worry. I'm glad you're here now.
Well, Bridget hasn't said. She said you wanted to.
Look, sit down. On Friday, I started getting a headache. Really bad. I've never known anything like it. When the nurse came, I told her, and she phoned the hospital right away.
Yes.
I saw a consultant and had a scan, an MRI scan. It spread to my brain.
Oh, my God.
They could see the secondaries quite clearly. It's very aggressive, growing very quickly.
So can they... Is there any...
No one's ruling out a miracle. But realistically, I've not got long now.
And how's that little grandson of yours?
Oh, not so little now.
How old is he?
Just turned 2.
Oh, bet he's a handful.
Oh, he certainly is. Very lively. Oh, lovely, of course, but oh, definitely knows his own mind.
Oh, it's all downhill from now on, Susan.
Oh, I'm babysitting him later this week. Emma's got a girls' night out.
Oh, built-in babysitter. Imagine she's out all the time, isn't she?
Well, no, hardly ever, actually. Spends most of her time at home when she's not working.
Oh, that doesn't sound very healthy.
Mm. Is that the lot then, Lillian? Any cigarettes?
No, I've got plenty, thanks. But I will take a bottle of whiskey.
Right. Any particular sort?
Not sure. Matt's the whiskey drinker in our house.
Oh, is it for him then?
No, it's a present.
Oh, right.
Matt's a terrible whiskey snob, single malt or nothing.
Well, this one's very popular.
Oh, is it? Never heard of it.
It's on special offer, $7.99.
Good Lord, have you tried it?
Oh, no, I don't like whiskey.
Well, I'm not surprised at £8 a bottle, but it's right old rot got.
Neil drinks it.
Does he? Well, good for him.
Oh, how about this one, then? $11.99.
Oh, yeah, that's more like it. This is one I recognise.
Mm. Right. OK. Let's have a look. 1872 altogether.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
Oh, how's David feeling today?
All right. Why?
There were a few celebrations last night, I gather.
Well, what's this? Why wasn't I invited?
The cricket. Ambridge won their first match in the Village Cup.
Ooh, cricket.
You said Mr. Woolley and your mum were there. They didn't see the end, though.
No, I think Jack finds it hard to sit through more than a couple of hours of anything. Mm,
they missed a very exciting finish.
Are we still talking about cricket?
Yes.
Well, your definition of exciting must be a bit different from mine, then.
Oh, no, it was. Paxley were all out in the 39th over, only 6 runs short.
You see, you say that, and all I hear is la, 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 la.
Not a cricket fan, then.
You are very perceptive, Sue.
128 change.
Thanks.
David said Neil was getting a lot of teasing.
What about?
His 50th. And next week, is it?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Oh, are you doing something nice?
Yeah, we're having a meal at Grey Gables.
Good for you. Well, send him my love and tell him I'll buy him a whiskey if I see him.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Bye, Lillian.
Oh, goodness. Have we got any biscuits left?
It's for the shearers.
Is it that time of year already?
Afraid so. They're at Brookfield tomorrow, and they get through so many you'd think they didn't have biscuits in New Zealand.
But what about the pain?
They've put me on this morphine. And steroids. It's nothing like on Friday.
Isn't there anything else they could do?
No. I just need to get things sorted out now. Brian, you know you're in my will as Rory's legal guardian.
Yes.
Am I going to have to change that?
No. No, definitely not.
But Jennifer...
Here, look. She knew the situation. She didn't try to stop me coming.
But that's a long way from agreeing.
We both knew. Well, we had a good idea what it meant, Bridget asking me to come over. If she knows it's inevitable...
I need to be sure.
Oh, darling, you can be. Can be. I told you no more lies.
What if you're wrong?
Well, if I am... Well, it doesn't change this. I'm going to take care of Rory. With or without Jenny.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
Shh. It's okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Siobhan.
And you know, I want Mum and Neve to have contact with them.
Oh, of course. Of course. Oh, I promise I'll make sure they see him regularly. I want him to know who he is, where he comes from.
And I've shown you where his documents are. Passport and things.
Yes. Yeah, in your briefcase.
For when the time comes.
It's not very easy for David to get away. But he's told Alistair he'll make the cup matches an absolute priority.
Oh, Christopher keeps going on about playing at Lord's.
It's a nice thought, isn't it? What an outing that'd be.
Oh. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. We could all go, couldn't we?
I think it'd be compulsory. We've got to get there first.
Well, fingers crossed, eh?
Yeah, and let's hope David scores more than one next match, or they won't be going anywhere.
Oh, morning.
Oh, hi, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Ruth. I'm Susan.
Nice morning.
Yes, lovely.
We could do with a few more days like this with our silage coming up.
Oh, when are you cutting it?
David said Thursday, I think.
Neil's on the trailer for some of the time, isn't he?
Yeah, we've got Bert all the way through and then various people on the other trailer. Quite like the old days. Bert and Neil working at Brookfield.
Yeah, isn't it?
Is your silage all in, Jennifer?
What?
Have you got all your silage in now?
Yes, last week.
I was just saying, it looks like ours will be this weekend.
Oh.
Right, well, I'd better get on. Bye then.
Bye, Ruth. You all right, Jennifer?
Yes.
Well, can't you find what you're looking for?
Well, it was olive oil. You keep it, don't you?
Oh, yeah. with the cooking oil. Just to the left of the pickles.
Oh. It was right in front of me.
I'm always doing that. Anything else?
No, no thanks. No, just the oil, please.
Oh, that's $2.89 then.
What? Oh, no, how stupid of me. Do you know, I think I've left my purse in the car.
Well, come on through, Lillian.
Thanks.
Sit down.
Now, first, let me give you this.
Hey?
You do drink whiskey?
Yeah, of course, but...
It's a bribe, pure and simple.
Oh. Well, perhaps you better say why you're here. We're a bit mysterious on the phone.
Well, Matt was around, that's why.
Oh.
Now, you know that dance school in Borchester you put me on to?
Yeah.
Closed.
Is it?
Chap retired at Christmas.
Well, I ain't surprised, to be honest. I mean, Betty and me reckon he must have been about 70 when we went there. Good teacher, though.
Well, the nearest one I can find is Felpersham.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't want to keep nipping off there every week. Matt would get suspicious.
So...
You obviously know your stuff, Mike. Why don't you give me a few lessons?
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Of course you could.
No, I ain't no teacher.
Oh, go on. I don't want to do exams or anything. Just, brush up my raw talent.
You'd be much better off with a professional.
Come on, Mike. Just give me one trial lesson. No obligation.
I'm a bit rusty.
Oh, don't be so modest. You'd really be helping me out. Please, Mike.
Oh, all right, then.
Thank you, darling.
Just one trial lesson, mind.
Now, when can you come round? Daytime's best for me, you know, when Matt's at work.
Late afternoon, after I've finished at Grange Farm.
And as long as you promise to wash your hands.
But of course.
I was only teasing. 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that should be all right.
Right, well, how about tomorrow?
What,
no time like the present?
I suppose not.
Or the very near future.
Okay, then, it's a date. No, not a date. An
appointment.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, and, Mike, this is our little secret, right?
Yeah, sure.
I just want people to see a startling transformation. Like in that film.
Eh?
Oh, you know, what is it?
I don't know. The Fly?
No. My Fair Lady, Eliza Doolittle.
Oh, yeah.
So, until tomorrow, Professor Higgins.
Right, I'm coming. Home Farm? Hello?
Jenny? It's me.
Oh, Brian?
How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Have you seen Siobhan?
Yes. She's sleeping at the moment.
And... Brian, what is it? Brian?
It's what we thought.
What do you mean?
The cancer's spread to her brain. Basically, there's no hope.
But, well, she's been having treatment. I mean, isn't there something they can do?
Well, there was some talk of radiotherapy. Might have given her a bit more time. But she's too ill.
Well, couldn't she have more chemo?
No, it doesn't work, apparently. She did try to explain that they've done all they can. But there's no doubt now. She's going to die. Jenny.
Yes. Yes, Brian. I heard you.
They're not bad, these ready meals, are they?
Superb, darling. I don't know why anyone bothers to cook from scratch.
Well, they're not cheap.
Well, they're worth their weight in gold, as far as I'm concerned. Where'd you get them from?
Oh, a farmer's wife near Coakley does them. She's got quite a business going.
Oh, I'd be quite happy to have a regular order, Kirsty.
Well, we usually have a decent selection most weeks, as long as you get in before the weekend.
I expect people use them for dinner parties.
We do get people asking for four of the same ones, yeah. Anything else, Lillian?
No, that's it.
Right, £28.05, please.
Oh, look, I think I'd better give you a card.
Oh, no problem. Oh, have you done our cheese survey?
What's this?
Well, we're asking people to try this new cheese and give us their opinion. Oh, can you put your pin in, please?
My waist size and hip size. I wish. Is this anything to do with Grey Gables?
Oh, yeah, sort of. It's for Oliver Sterling. They're doing a similar sort of survey at the hotel later this week, I think.
Aha, handy when he owns both businesses, I suppose.
Mm. Well, Helen's made a trial batch of this new cheese and he's thinking of selling it.
Oh, from Grange Farm Milk?
Yeah, that's right. It's unpasteurised, though, so you shouldn't have it if you're ill or pregnant.
If I was pregnant, eating unpasteurised cheese would be the least of my worries, believe me.
There you go, that's yours.
Thanks. Well, go on then. Let's have a nibble.
Hiya.
Oh, hi, Fallon.
Hello, darling.
All right, Lillian.
Fine, as long as this dangerous cheese doesn't kill me.
Do you fancy working tonight?
What, at the Bull?
Yeah, I was just at the bank paying the takings in and Ed rang. He wants to come round tonight, so could you cover my shift?
Don't blame you. Who wants to pull pints when you can have a night out with a luscious Ed Grundy?
No, it's not like that.
No. Of course not, darling. I understand.
No, really?
Actually, Fallon, there might be a bit of a problem. I'm meant to be going round to Emma's.
Oh.
It's nothing special. We're just going to sort out Thursday night.
Aha, your girl's night out.
How did you know that?
I've got you all under surveillance.
Oh. But if we can get round that somehow, then, yeah, I'll cover for you.
Oh, cool.
Hey, do you want to come too? Brenda's coming.
Thursday?
Yeah.
No, I can't. I've finally managed to get the band together for a rehearsal, load of wasters.
Mm, well, never mind. Look, I'll check with Emma and I'll give you a ring, all right?
Okay, thank you. I'll see you later then.
Bye.
Bye.
See you.
Bye, Fallon. Do you want my verdict?
On what?
On the cheese.
Oh, yeah. Can you put it on this sheet?
Mm-hmm.
Mark it from 1 to 6 and put any of the comments down.
Okay. Is it all right if I lean on this?
Oh, yeah, fine. Well, one sec, Lillian. I've just got to make a quick call.
It was very nice, like cheese used to taste.
Oh, hi, Em. Yeah, fine, yeah. Look, you know I'm meant to be coming around to yours tonight? Well, Fallon's meeting up with... Well, I've been asked to work at the Bull. Is there any chance you could pop over and we could talk there?
How did it get damaged anyway?
Brian clipped it, putting the combine away, last back end.
Well, why hasn't he mended it then?
Because you had it tighter to the frame.
All right.
Yeah, as I said, I'm sorry to bother you. It's just so much quicker with two.
It's only holding a piece of chicken wire down on a frame. Couldn't your mum have helped?
She's... No, she couldn't. Sorry, Tom.
I can't see that getting the grain store vermiproof is much of a priority anyway.
I know, but I really wanted to get it out of the way this week. I'm going to be so busy with the strawberries.
Well, if Brian didn't keep swanning off on business trips, maybe you wouldn't be so overworked, Adam.
Do you think I don't know that? I can get the last couple in now.
How long is he going to be in Ireland for anyway?
I wish I knew.
I've tried to ring him and he doesn't answer.
Well, he's got a lot on.
Haven't we all? Shame we can't go off on jollies and leave him in the lurch.
All right. Right, if you grab that end, can we get it back into position?
Right. It's a bit of a botched job anyway, isn't it? This proofing?
It was never designed as a grain store, that's why. It's the old beef shed.
All right.
My way a bit.
I had plenty to do this afternoon, you know. In the middle of ringing potential stockists.
Yeah, that's good. Hold it there.
Trying to organise some sales visits.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to grow the business, in which Brian's a major partner. How am I meant to do that if I keep getting called away for home farm work?
It's frustrating, I know.
And it's not the first time.
No, I... Well, look, I'm sorry I had to ask you. I do understand.
All right. Well, can I go now?
Well,
What?
Could you just give me a hand with a deer?
Oh, Adam!
Just 20 minutes, I promise.
I've pushed back the furniture.
Yeah, so I see.
Goodness knows what risk to my back.
Well, this is... Lovely park, eh?
You think we'll have enough room?
Yeah, I reckon. It's not likely we've got to dodge any other couples, is it?
What you got there? A packed lunch?
That's my dancing shoes. And a couple of CDs.
Oh, good. I was wondering what sort of music to play.
Now, do you you want to put that one on? Track 3.
All right, maestro.
And we won't be interrupted, will we?
No, Max in Birmingham. Not feel back till 8.
Well, I've got about an hour, if that's okay.
Good Lord, yes. We have plenty of time. Now, this turn I was talking about is when the man sort of swirls you round. I like the feeling, but my feet sort of, well, they get a bit confused.
Yeah, well, that's the quick step. We'll come to that.
Oh, but...
Let's just start with a nice social foxtrot, eh? Just to get the hang of each other.
But... All right, you're the boss.
Okay, so nice and upright.
Mm-hmm.
No, arm a bit higher.
Uh-huh.
Left arm. No, the other left.
Oh, you mean...
Yeah, that's right. Now, your elbow should be resting on mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and... 3, 4. No.
Oh, what happened?
No, it's wrong foot. No, the lady always starts with her right foot.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. I think you might have found one of your problems right there.
Right.
And again. 3, 2, 3, 4. And slow. Quick, slow. Slow.
Okay, can you keep an eye on the mother?
What do you mean, an eye?
They can just get a bit protective, that's all.
Oh, thanks. And... Gotcha.
Okay, you take the calf.
I thought I was looking at the mother.
You can do both.
All right.
Unless you'd like to do the tag.
No, you carry on.
Great result on Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, not bad.
You going to Nets this week?
I'm not sure. Might have to catch up on some work.
Okay, hold him still.
I am.
Steady.
And before you ask, I won't have time to help out with anything for the rest of the week.
No, all right.
I've already told Dad I'll help him with the cabbage planting tomorrow.
I know you've got other commitments, Tom.
And I'm on Siley's trailer at Brookfield at the weekend.
Fair enough.
So I haven't got any spare time for anything else.
Really, Tom? I do understand. Look, I think I owe you a drink. How about this evening?
There you are. Do you want some more ice in it?
Yeah, go on, just a couple. So, you could cover after all?
Yeah, Emma's going to pop round here later.
So she gets two nights, that?
Yeah, sort of.
I'll put that on the slate, Kirsty, and have one for yourself.
Oh, thanks. I'll have a half a lager.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, Lillian.
Goodness, haven't seen you for ages.
No. is Tom in?
Oh, don't think so.
Well, he'll be here soon, I expect.
What can I get you?
Oh, no, when you're ready.
Oh, no, it's all right, this one's for me.
Oh, right, pint of Shires then, please.
Put that on my slate as well, please.
No,
I insist, you deserve it.
Yes, well, all right, thank you very much.
So you're meeting Tom then?
Yeah, rang me up, wondered if I fancied a pint.
I'm just going to take a couple of bags of crisps, Kirsty.
Oh, okay.
Sort the money out later.
You're cutting it fine, aren't you, Fallon?
Why that?
You better get out of those tracksuit bottoms and into your killer heels before your boyfriend gets here.
It's not my boyfriend.
Well, aren't you going out?
No, we're not going out. We're not going out either. He's upstairs.
Oh.
We're just going to hang, watch TV.
Oh, stop it. You're making me jealous. Oh, there. That's yours, Mike.
Oh, cheers. Well, thanks, Lillian.
You're welcome.
See you later.
Bye.
I don't know. Strange relationships young people have nowadays.
They're just mates.
Haven't you seen When Harry Met Sally?
Well, they were friends for like 12 years in that film.
No, they only met a few times. It was when they got friendly that the problem started, wasn't it, Mike?
Oh, you're asking the wrong person here.
Well, I think it's nice. Uncomplicated.
Evening. Hi there, Mike.
Oh, hi. Hi. What can I get you, Tom?
Oh, I'll have what he's having. What? What have I said?
Don't answer me. I haven't understood a word for the last 2 minutes.
Oh, one pint of Shires, then.
the lovely Brenda, not with you tonight?
No, she's at some Institute of Marketing thing. Student evening.
Well, that's why you asked Mike for a drink, was it?
Yeah, that I'm not wanting to spend any more time with Adam. I didn't mean that like it sounded. Sorry.
Don't worry. Working you too hard, is it?
Something like that.
Well, it's just the old Jazza's doing the round tomorrow. I'd have been in bed by now.
So Brenda's sticking to this course, is she?
Well, she's doing really well, isn't she, Tom?
Yeah. She's just had a really good mark for an essay she did about gourmet grills.
Yeah. Roy said Oliver was interested in looking at that.
What, for this cheese idea?
Yeah, and the milk too, I think.
Thanks, Kirsty.
No, that's on me, Tom. Despite you insulting my other nephew.
Oh, thanks, Auntie Lillian.
But I think I'd better be off. Matt'll be home soon, demanding my finest home microwaving.
No,
bye.
No.
Bye.
You'll never guess what's happening, Kirsty.
Do you want to grab that table, Tom?
Yeah, okay.
Don't mind us, Fallon.
Oh, cheers, Mike.
What's up?
The drummer and the bass player pulled out Thursday.
Oh, no.
They've been asked to Depp for a production of Grease.
Grease?
I know. And, well, I can't really say anything, can I? It's paid work.
So you're still going to rehearse?
No. Well, we might have done without one of them. Without both, it's a bit pointless.
Oh, are you annoyed?
Just a bit. But anyway, I was wondering, is that offer still on?
Girls' night out? Of course.
Well, do you think Emma would mind if I tagged along?
No, Brenda's coming too, remember?
Well, I can't really ask Ed, can I? With Emma going?
No, not really.
Okay, what's the plan?
I'll leave here about 7. Cocktails at Bannister's.
Sounds good.
Stag around a few more places and then dancing at bar 2.
So we can't dance anymore?
That's the one.
Brilliant. So we're really looking forward to this now.
Me too. Oh, but you know who's looking forward to it even more?
Emma.
Oh, my word, yeah. Once she gets started, I don't think there'll be any stopping her.
Neve rang earlier.
Did she?
Yeah, I said you were still asleep.
Well, I'll ring her back when I finish this. Although, she'll probably be in a meeting.
Yes, these high-flying London bankers.
Oh, well, she's not a banker as such. She just works for a bank.
Of course, it's...
Human resources.
Human resources? When did that stop being the personnel department?
Search me.
Perhaps I shouldn't call myself a farmer anymore.
What would you be?
I don't know. Perhaps an agro resources synchronization executive.
An ARSE?
What do you think, Siobhan?
I think you're teasing me.
Look, shall I take the top off the other egg?
Yes, please. Well, I haven't had boiled eggs and toast for years.
I used to love them when I wasn't well. When I was a boy, you know. Boiled eggs, soldiers and a fire in the room.
Prepared by the maid.
No, we weren't quite that posh.
Oh, go on.
Now, shall I put some salt in it?
Not too much. It's bad for the heart. You don't have to guess how I grew up. Just look around you.
It's very cosy.
At least my mum's redecorated.
Okay, come on, eat up.
Okay. How about Neve?
Yes?
When she rang yesterday, you know she's been in touch with Tim.
Yes.
He wants to come over.
Yeah, that's nice.
No, it is. There's a lot I need to say to him.
Well, I expect he feels the same way.
But,
would you like me to take Rory out for the day?
Would you?
Well, a day out with my boy? You just try stopping me.
Thanks. That'd be lovely.
Was that Linda Snell on the phone?
Yes.
Thought I recognised that expression.
No, it wasn't too bad, Nigel.
Was she trying to recruit you for her latest production?
Yes, in a way, but not a dramatic one. She and Robert are going to start doing bed and breakfasts. From next month, could we bear them in mind? And, this will appeal to you... They're establishing themselves as an environmentally friendly business.
You see? Everybody's doing it, Lizzie. Oh, we should definitely recommend them.
And she took great pains to tell me they're the only B&B in the area whose rooms will be laid out in accordance with the principles of feng shui.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
It might appeal to some people.
It might deter some. I'd be worried about putting my suitcase down in the wrong place and blocking the...
Fire escape.
No, the chi.
Ooh.
But that shouldn't put us off. We should certainly add them to the accommodation list.
I said we would.
G'day. Come in.
Ha-ha! Eileen Pugsley said I'd find you here.
Eileen Titcomb.
Oh, she'll always be Pugsley to me.
Too late to change now.
What can we do for you, Jim?
You got a moment?
Why?
Well, Cathy Perk says you're doing sort of green weddings.
Planning to, yes.
Ecologically friendly, like.
You're not getting married, are you, Jeff?
What? Oh, don't be daft. Who'd have me, eh?
Oh, I'm sure. Well, yes, we are.
Yeah, well, right. Now, well, in that case, I got a proposition for you.
Oh? What is it?
Ah, well, you'll have to come outside.
Excuse me. Elizabeth Pargeter? Oh, hello, Annette. Could you hold the line a second? I'll have to take this, I'm afraid.
That's all right. Why don't I come with you, Jeff?
Yeah, right. Oh.
And I can explain.
Soon, Annette, yes.
Walk this way, then.
Where are we going, exactly?
This is far as your car park. Right.
There are lots more books and toys over in Germany.
I know.
We just brought a few favourites.
Oh, don't imagine you could carry very much.
No. I'd have brought fewer clothes if I'd known I'd be spending so much time in bed.
Well, I could get him some more toys tomorrow.
Well, just one, maybe. Just to give him a bit of variety. He doesn't really like going round the shops.
We seemed quite happy with the same few books over and over again.
Oh, telling me. I must have read that Three Little Pigs one 1,000 times. And he really likes Where the Wild Things Are at the moment.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, we brought it. Oh, it's probably in his bag.
Okay, well, I'll have a look for it.
And when he's watching The Jungle Book, you have to be ready to give him a hug when Baloo dies.
All right.
He knows Baloo's only pretending, but he still gets upset.
I'll be ready.
You know his bedtime routine now?
Oh, yes, yes. We got quite a pattern going.
Oh, in the summer, he likes to eat outdoors on a rug. And his favourite is hot dogs.
Well, that's easily done.
But with a brat first, not those floppy sausages.
Well, I'm sure we can get the right ones.
We? You mean you and Jennifer?
Well, yes, or just me. I mean, I've said I'll look after him, whatever.
I know, I know. And I'm so grateful for that, but if you could choose between bringing him up on your own or him growing up in a family home with people around, well, which would you prefer?
I know, I agree. Look, didn't you say you wanted to tell me about Mousie?
Oh, yes, okay. He's so attached to him. I'm always terrified he's going to lose him. So I bought another one.
Oh, that's clever.
He's in my suitcase. I'll have to give him to you. But you mustn't let him see him.
No. No, I understand it. Just in case of emergencies. Well, I need to dirty him up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if Mousie suddenly gets all bright and shiny, Rory might get suspicious.
Oh. Yes.
I'll do my absolute best, Siobhan. You know I will. Whatever it takes to make him happy.
And there's something else I have to give
you. It's all right. Look, you can tell me later.
I'm putting together a box. Pictures and for him to remember me by.
I know, darling. I know. You showed me before, remember?
Did I?
Doesn't matter.
So when the time is right,
you can trust me with it. I'll make sure he'll never forget you, Siobhan. Siobhan, it's all right. You have another sleep.
There. What do you think of that, then?
Hello, Bartleby. What am I looking at?
Bartleby, the tramp.
I'm sorry, I'm not with you.
Well, you see, I've dressed it up. Proper cushions, borrowed from our sofa at the yard. And you like the bow in Bartleby's tail?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I can dress his mane, too. Didn't have time this morning.
Yes, it's all splendid, Joe, but I'm still not sure.
Ah, well, you just got to imagine the bride and groom up there on the seat.
Driving a pony and trap?
No, I'd be up there, too.
Oh, well, wouldn't that be a bit of a squeeze?
Oh, we could all scooch up. We did when I took our William and Roy to his wedding.
I see. So you're suggesting that you drive our brides and grooms where exactly?
From the church to here. Instead of a car. Eco-friendly, see?
A lot of them don't use the church, of course. They get married here.
From their hotel, then?
Yes.
So what do you think?
Well, first let me say that I'm touched that you should have thought of us in this way.
Oh, don't mention it.
And you've obviously gone to a lot of trouble to present the trap in its best light.
You've got to speculate to accumulate, Eddie always says.
Well, that is the point. You're suggesting this as a business arrangement, I presume, Joe.
The labourer is worthy of his hire.
Look, the trouble is, if you were to become part of the Lower Loxley package, there would be certain implications.
Such as?
Insurance, for example. What would your position be if the bride slipped while getting out of the trap, say?
Well, there's no accounting for clumsiness.
Not sure the authorities would see it that way. You might even have to get some sort of a licence.
You mean there might be paperwork?
An expense.
Well, I never really held much with paperwork.
And there'd certainly be tax implications.
Tax?
Oh, yes.
You think so?
I think it'd be unavoidable. It really is a smashing idea, Joe, but I suspect you might not want all these complications.
Maybe you're right. Unless you wanted it to be cash in hand, like.
No. I'm sorry. We couldn't operate on that basis, I'm afraid.
Nigel Pargeter, I'm sorry to take up your time.
Not at all. It's been a real pleasure talking to you and meeting Bartleby again.
Yeah, well, he's a treat when he's all dressed up.
I'm sure he does.
Oh, are you off, Joe?
I think I'll go to Grey Gables.
I expect they'll say the same thing.
Oh, no, not for that. I hear they're giving out free cheese and wine. What on?
Just cheese, I think, Joe. And it'll only be a mouthful.
Aye.
Errand of mercy cancelled.
What?
I thought you might need rescuing.
Oh, no.
What was his proposition?
It was quite a good one, actually, in principle. Shall we go back in?
All right.
He was offering to transport our brides and grooms.
In the trap?
Yeah.
He'd want to travel to their big day squeezed up against Joe.
It'd be a bit back to nature, wouldn't it?
And what if it rained?
I don't think he thought of that, along with lots of other things.
So you said we already had a supplier for horse-drawn carriages?
No, I didn't like to. I just pointed out a few of the drawbacks, and Joe decided it wasn't worth the candle.
Very diplomatic.
He's right, of course.
The proper carriage.
Yeah, with the driver up front and some weather protection if it were needed.
What could be greener?
Exactly. You know, Lizzie, by the end of the week, I should be able to get all the information to the designers.
Excellent.
Then once it's on the website and in the brochures, all we have to do is to cross our fingers and wait for the bookings to flood in.
I want to see her.
I know, Rory, but she's tired. She might be sleeping.
Mummy.
Mm-hmm.
I want a cuddle.
Oh, do you, darling? Well, here, I want one too.
Sorry, Siobhan, it's just that Bridget thought you'd be awake by now.
Oh, no, I am awake. What have you been doing?
We've been reading a story, haven't we?
Max.
Oh, you found it.
Yes, it was in his bag. It's a lovely book, isn't it, Rory?
His supper was still hot.
Yes, it was. Even after all of his adventures.
Yes, well, speaking of adventures...
Oh, yes. Now, listen, Daddy would like to take you out for the day tomorrow.
Anywhere you like.
Can you come?
No, sweetheart, I'm not well enough.
I thought maybe we could look round town. Find a toy shop, perhaps.
What would you like?
Can we go to the zoo?
What, again?
Yes.
Well, if that's what you want, then that's what we'll do.
Good.
Yeah, we'll have a lovely day. Just the two of us.
I thought Zach was manning the cheese table.
Yeah, he is. He needed to go to the loo, so I said I'd stand in for him.
Oh, these youngsters. No staying power.
Yeah, I know. It's only a couple more hours.
I think it makes sense, don't you? To get the delegates leaving at the end of the conference.
Oh, yeah. Give them a last chance if they haven't already done the tasting.
Seems to have been quite busy.
It has, Caroline. I've been looking at the sample sheets and it must be nearly 100 results.
That many?
Certainly will be by the time we finish.
Oh, that's very good.
I'll be interested to see how people rank Oliver's cheese against the others.
For your dad, you mean?
Not just that. Never know. We might want to take it on here. Not that it's my call, but, you know the local product.
Well, we don't even know if it's going to go into commercial production yet. Let's see what the results are first.
Well, Linda rated it very highly.
Oh, she had another taste, did she?
I think all the staff have, just as they were passing, you know.
As long as they filled in the form.
Has she told you about her B&B plans?
Oh, yeah. Quite early on when she first had the idea.
And you're happy with it?
I think so. It's not as if they'd be direct competition. We might even use them as an overflow when we're fully booked.
Yeah, I was a bit concerned about the earlies. I mean, would she want to be at hers, cooking breakfast and checking her guests out?
Not that checkout's particularly complicated at a guest house.
No, I meant, you know, sussing them out.
Oh.
You know what she's like.
She told me Robert'll mainly be doing the breakfasts.
Yeah, well, she said that to me. It's just that with her running the reception rota, I didn't want her taking advantage.
Oh, we'll keep a gentle eye on it. They haven't started yet, have they?
No, I think it'll be a few weeks.
All right. Thanks for mentioning it.
This cheese?
Hmm.
I don't know what the figures are at Ambridge Organics.
No, their tasting goes on until Saturday.
But if you like, I could stick these into a spreadsheet.
Oh, would you?
Yeah. It'll take a few minutes. I could show it to you later.
Lovely day for gardening.
Ah, hello, Mum. Is Jack with you?
No, Pat's with him, so I thought I'd pop round.
Oh, it is nice to see you.
Don't let me interrupt, Jennifer. You finished staking your delphiniums.
There's only a few more to do.
Do you need a hand?
No, I can manage. We lost a few in the winds last year, so I thought I'd better.
Those are posh tyres. I usually cut up old nylons for my lupins.
Oh, I'm sure they do just as well.
How are things here?
Oh, much the same. Very quiet in the house. Alice is mainly in her room revising. Adam's very busy.
I can imagine.
Well, the first lot of pickers are flying in on Sunday.
More Ukrainians?
Yeah, and some Poles.
Adam hasn't brought them over from Poland.
Yes.
Why on earth has she done that? Worcester seems full of them.
But I wouldn't say full, Mum. And these are agricultural students. It's some sort of special programme.
Well, they're hard workers, I'll say that for them.
He's putting the bedding in the caravans now, Ian Alice.
I thought she was revising.
Well, they're told to have regular breaks and do something physical. It helps them retain facts.
Really?
Scientifically proven, apparently, so Adam said she could put some duvet covers on.
Oh, I suppose that's physical.
Gives her a change of scene, away from her desk and computer.
So we're not likely to see Adam then?
Well, he usually pops in before going home. Not sure what time he'll finish though.
How does he feel about Brian being away?
Not very happy, really. And not just because of the extra work.
No.
It doesn't help, obviously. You know, he was out in the maize field until 8 last night.
Really?
Yeah. Checking over the viewing platforms and giving them a coat of wood preserver.
It doesn't seem 5 minutes since you were ploughing up the last maize.
That's what I was thinking. How different things were then.
You heard from Brian today?
Oh, yes. He rang earlier. Can't complain I'm not being kept informed. Tim visited Siobhan today, you know, Tim Hathaway.
That would have been awkward, surely.
Well, Brian kept well out of the way.
I should hope so.
He rang me from the zoo.
The zoo?
He took Rory there, and they thought Tim would just want to see Siobhan.
Well, he certainly wouldn't want to see Brian.
No. And Rory would just be a reminder of, well, how it all went wrong between them.
Yes.
Oh, well, I think I've done enough here. Shall we go and put the kettle on?
Jennifer?
Yeah?
What are your plans for supper?
Well, I haven't really thought. It's only Alice and me.
Why don't I cook us all supper?
Oh, Mum, there's no need for that.
Oh, I'd like to. If you're happy for me to eat with you, that is.
Well, of course I am. It's not that, it's just... What about Jack?
Oh, his meal's all ready. I'm sure Pat can give it to him.
Won't she have to get home?
She said not. But we could ring to make sure.
She doesn't know about...
No. I've just said that with Brian away, I've come over to keep you company. I haven't told anyone what's going on.
That's good. But I don't want to put you to any trouble, Mum.
It's no trouble. I want to do it.
All right, then. Thanks.
Oh, very impressive.
The figures?
How you've presented them. Mainly goods and excellence, I see.
Yeah.
More people marked it average than Helen's been getting, I think.
Well, you'd expect that, wouldn't you?
Why?
That's the clientele. The sort of people who shop at Ambridge or Gatwick's, well, they're likely to be more interested in food.
Gastronomes.
If you like. I mean, our guests, especially the conference lot, it's a more general sort of crowd.
Which is good, of course.
And no one marked it as poor.
Oh, even better. What's this section? Refusals?
Ah, yeah, I asked Zach to keep a record of those who didn't want to try it because it was unpasteurised.
12%.
It's quite significant, I reckon.
It certainly makes it more of a niche product. But Oliver thinks that's what'll make it stand out.
Anyway, I think he should be pretty pleased overall.
Oh, I'm sure he will be.
Hello?
Oh, hi!
Brenda, come on in.
Not interrupting, am I?
Actually, this isn't hotel work at all.
Oh.
We've been taken over by Oliver's cheese project.
How's the tasting gone?
Yeah, pretty good.
With this and the results from Helen's shop, he'll soon be in a position to decide whether to go ahead.
Oh, how exciting.
Oh, isn't it? Never a dull moment at Grange Farm, I can tell you.
I bet.
Have you brought your essay?
Yeah. Are you sure you want to see it?
Of course. Oliver will too.
Right, well, here you are.
Marketing a quality product.
I thought it was about Tom's sausages.
Oi, shut up, you.
And is this your mark?
Yeah.
That looks rather impressive.
My tutor says if I keep this quality of work up, I should be heading for a good degree.
I should think so. Well, that's something to celebrate.
So you should say that, because it's a girls' night out tonight.
Oh, look out, Felpersham.
Hello?
Fallon, it's Kirsty.
Where are you?
Still at Emma's. I'm really sorry.
Is there a problem?
No. Well, yeah. Oh, not a big problem. Emma's had a really busy day at work. Kenton went out for most of the afternoon.
Typical.
And she was cleaning all morning.
So why is she
late? And George has been... Actually, he's been a nightmare.
Yeah, probably knows she wants to get out.
But she's putting her makeup on now, and well, Susan's getting George into his pyjamas. Or trying to. Look, we'll pick you up as soon as we can.
Okay.
We'll get there, don't worry.
I'll put these in, Mum.
No, you won't.
But you cooked the meal.
And I'm going to load the dishwasher too. You ought to have a rest.
I've had a lovely rest already.
And you can have 5 minutes more. Put those on the side and sit down, Jennifer.
Oh, I can see I'm not going to win.
Your husband might have abandoned you, but at least your mother can still look after you.
Oh, Mum, don't keep...
What?
Oh, it's nothing. I'm pleased Pat was able to stay on at the lodge.
I thought she'd be happy too.
Alice certainly enjoyed the meal, the way she polished it off.
You're doing very well with her.
What do you mean?
Keeping things normal. She still doesn't know anything, does she?
No, but I want it that way for as long as possible.
Especially with her exams.
She did, a little while ago, pick up on an atmosphere between me and Brian, but she assumed it was just one of our normal phases, you know. She's got no idea what we're all going to be landed with.
You don't have to be landed with anything. Frankly, I'm amazed you let Brian go to Ireland. It's just building up false hopes.
Well, I couldn't have stopped him.
How he imagines he can drag his mess back to Ambridge for everyone to see.
Well, I don't think he's got any choice in the matter.
Of course he has. He can choose not to hurt you.
The longer he's away, the clearer I can see it.
I threatened to horsewhip him once. It's a pity I didn't.
Oh, Mum, this isn't helping. All this time I've been praying that Siobhan would get better and it'd all go away, but now she is going to die and Brian is going to take his son and, well, that means that I've got to take him as well.
No.
Yes, if I want to stay with Brian. You don't want the rest of the family torn apart, do you?
Of course not.
Well, then I need your support. It's going to be bad enough dealing with this bombshell that's going to land in our lives. I can't have you sniping from the sidelines all the time.
But it's so unfair on you.
But life isn't fair, is it? I mean, look at you and Jack.
That's different.
Mum, I know you hate it. But for me, you have to accept it.
Are you busy next week?
Oh, I'm not sure, though. Probably be some farmers' market. Why?
I've got two tickets to the Chelsea Flower Show. Jack and I were going to go, but I've been having second thoughts. You know how crowded it gets. I think it might be too much for him.
Do you want me to mind him?
No. I was wondering if you'd like to come with me.
To the show?
I wouldn't go alone.
Take one of your friends.
I'd prefer it if you came with me.
Well, what about Jack? Who'd look after him?
I'm sure Lillian would.
Oh, there must be somebody else who'd go.
No, Jennifer, really. I'd like it to be you.
Well, it was worth the wait, wasn't it?
It certainly was for you. What's his name?
Ethan.
Oh, hey, lucky thing.
He's from New Zealand. He's a sheep shearer.
Oh, you want to be careful, then he'll only be around for a couple of days and then he'll swan off somewhere else.
Fine by me, as long as he fleeces me first.
Yes,
who was that bloke?
Yeah, no, I was just saying.
Oh, are you all right for a drink, Bren?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Well, his mate's not bad either. I wasn't spoken for.
Hey, you should get in there, Fallon.
Me? No, thanks. No, I've given all that up.
Oh. Emma should be pulling. She's the single one.
Oh, where is she?
She found a spare seat near the loo.
Well, she's not had much of a dance.
Well, she's knackered.
Oh, do you know, I wonder if this was such a good idea.
You said you were having a great time.
No, I mean for Emma.
She's a bit out of the habit, isn't she?
She's always so tired these days. Yeah. Perhaps coming here wasn't the right night out for her after all.
So, of course, the elephants weren't there on Thursday. Rory thought he'd draw a picture of them.
Don't they have any elephants?
We told you, Mummy.
Yeah, they do usually, but they've moved out because the zoo's building them a new enclosure. Do you remember?
Oh, yes. Maybe.
Rory told you yesterday.
I was a bit tired after seeing Tim.
I know. Oh, don't worry about it, Siobhan.
So, this is a drawing...
Yes, yes, in their new home.
Oh. And what's this?
That's the lift.
A lift?
Well, of course it's a lift. How else do they get to the top floor? Elephants can't climb stairs, can they?
Very good point. And is this you, Rory?
Yes, with Daddy.
Ooh, what are you holding?
Ice cream.
It's very big.
Daddy bought me the biggest one.
Did he?
I wanted it.
You mustn't spoil him, Brian.
I wasn't.
He's not used to getting everything he asks for.
I know, but it's just the one treat.
And you bought him that book and the monkey.
Yeah, but it wasn't a real monkey, was it, Rory?
I mean it. And I'm not just talking about outings to the zoo.
I know, I understand. We're building a maze in the shape of an elephant. You know, at the farm where I live.
Home farm.
Oh, that's right. Well done. Yeah, that's where Jenny lives too. Do you remember her? She played with you last time we went to the zoo.
No.
Oh, well, never mind. I'm sure you'll remember when you meet her again.
Tell us more about this maze. It sounds exciting.
Oh, it is. It's a jumbo maze. It's jumbo-sized and jumbo-shaped.
Can I play in it?
Yeah, well, you can, but it's not ready yet. Because, the walls have to grow.
Well, it's no good if you can see over the walls, is it?
Walls don't grow.
Oh, don't they? Well, these do, because they're made of corn. The sort of corn your cornflakes are made from.
A cornflake maze?
Well, not exactly. But anyway, it'll be ready in a couple of months. You'll be able to play in it then.
Cool.
You'll be able to play in it all you want.
Well, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to put this picture up with the other ones. Rory, go and ask your granny if she's got some more sticky stuff.
All right.
Close the door.
Siobhan, I'm sorry if you thought I was spoiling it.
It's not that. What's the time?
Just after 11.
Claire's due here any minute.
What, your old school friend?
Mm. When she's gone, I want to talk to you.
Yes?
I think it's time you went home.
How's it going, Bert?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Forage harvester behaving itself?
Oh, yeah. No foreign bodies so far.
Good. And what's the quality like?
Well, it don't look too bad.
Let's hope it's going to make better silage than last year.
Oh, yeah. You had yield trouble come the winter, didn't you, Ruth?
Buying in energy did nothing for our margins, I can tell you.
Oh, you'd think if farmers had a bad summer, the milk price would be adjusted.
I wish.
I mean, take oil. If it costs more to produce, we all pay more at the pumps, don't we?
If only it weren't like that, Bert.
Well, I can't believe the price of petrol now. I remember when you could get 4 gallons of Four Star and 4 shots of Red X for £1.
4 gallons?
Oh, it's £1 a litre now, near enough. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I saw some of the shearers in the pub last night, making a right noise they were.
Oh, they're all right, if you can put up with the teasing.
Well, just a bit boisterous, I suppose.
Work hard, play hard, don't they? Anyway, they're finished here now, on to home farm.
Yeah, there'll be a few days' work there, I expect.
And then off somewhere else next week, wowing the women.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know about that.
Is Neil on the other trailer?
No, he did yesterday. It's Tom today.
I thought I'd bring a picnic tea out later, for the workers.
Well, ain't you milking?
It's Eddie this afternoon.
Oh, well, that'd be nice.
I expect the boys will join us.
Smash him.
Right, Jimmy, your mother's made you some soup.
I'm not hungry.
Well, you ought to eat something.
What sort is it?
I don't know. Cream of chicken.
Ugh. I've never liked that. Can't she remember anything?
Well, you need to keep your strength up.
Do I? For what?
Well, to make... Well, for Rory's sake, at least.
Please don't blackmail me, Brian.
I'm not. I'm just... Look, go on, just try a spoonful.
You have it.
Look, you have what you can, and I'll finish it. Now, come on.
God, I can feed myself.
Now, look, come on. Go on, then. Oh.
Just as horrible as I remember.
Well, look, just try and pretend it's medicine. Yeah. Mm. Oh. How'd it go with Claire? Siobhan?
Not very well.
Oh.
We were such good mates. We used to have such a laugh.
Well, what happened?
I thought, you know, I just wanted to talk about happy times. Mitching from school, hanging out in Leeson Street, sneaking into the TV club.
And didn't she want to talk about it?
She got so upset she could barely say anything. Just kept holding my hand and crying.
Well, she looked pretty cut up when she left.
She's not the one dying. If I can keep it together...
Darling, look, I know exactly what you're saying, but... You must try and understand. People are going to be upset.
It just wasn't what I needed.
I know. Go on, look. Have some more soup.
And I meant what I said earlier. It's time you went back to Ambridge.
Siobhan, no.
If Jennifer really is coming round to the idea of taking Rory...
She is, I promise you.
Well, it isn't enough. I need to know that she absolutely will, no question.
She will.
And the only way that's going to happen is if you go back and make sure.
Well, I talk to her every day on the phone.
And have you talked about having Rory?
Well, no, I haven't.
Thought. Oh, exactly.
But, well, anyway, I could ring her now. I could talk it through.
And what's she going to say to that? It's not the sort of thing you can do on the phone. It's got to be face to face.
But I can't leave.
You have to.
I want to stay with you.
And I'd like that too. It's been great you being here.
Well, you need looking after.
Mum can look after me. But she can't talk to Jennifer. Only you can do that.
Well, who'll take care of Rory when I'm gone? Look at Thursday. Your mother couldn't have taken him out for the day.
Tim isn't going to be coming over again. We've said our goodbyes. And Claire, look, it's made me realise there's only one thing left that's important to me. I need to know Rory's going to have the best possible life.
Well, he will.
Growing up with people around him in a family, that's what I want for him now.
Well, I do too.
And that's why you've got to go back.
What's in the picnic, Mum?
Wait and see. But I think you're going to like it.
Yeah, do you want one of these?
Let me get the food out first.
Okay.
There you go, Bert. I bet you're ready for that.
Oh, nice and cool.
Can I have some beer, Dad?
No!
You're starting young, Josh.
You can have some squash with the meal.
Don't know where he gets it from. Kenton, I think. He's a bad example.
Obviously.
Can I have a chicken egg, Mum?
Yeah, when everything's out. Now, just give me a moment, okay?
Joshy, Ben, go over to the hedge and see if you can find a stick to throw for Biff. Give your mum a chance to get herself sorted out.
Will you come?
Yeah, all right, in a minute.
Come on, Ben.
Biff! Hey, Biff!
Where's Pip today, Ed?
Oh, it's an all-day thing with the county choir.
Oh.
Luckily, Phil said he'd take her to Felpisham. Me doing the milking and David on the silage, I don't quite know what we'd have done.
Dad managed to drag himself away from his bird watching.
Jill says he started having his coffee in the conservatory and he keeps a notebook in there.
Ah, that's right. And he jots down whatever birds he sees in the churchyard. He saw a tree pipit t'other day.
Oh, yeah.
Thought it was a meadow pipit at first till he heard the call.
It's a really nice project, Bert.
Oh, well, churchyards are a real haven. It's not like they've got to grow crops, is it?
Help yourself to food.
Don't mind if I do.
Shall I call the boys over?
Oh, they're happy enough. Give them a minute to play.
Give you a minute to fill your boots, you mean?
And that, yeah.
You're further on than I expected.
Ah. It's going well. Should be finished tomorrow at this rate. Oh, here comes Tom. Do you want that beer now?
Before Tom gets stuck in, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go on then.
Right.
I saw him at the clamp. He was saying Brenda got home early last night.
What, from college?
From a big night out. Emma couldn't hack it, apparently. So Brenda brought her back.
There you go.
Thanks. Thought we'd be dancing till the small hours and she was home by 11.
Oh, that's early, is it?
Wish I still had enough energy to dance all night.
When did you ever dance all night?
I didn't. Just wish I had the energy.
It's her dad that Brenda wants to be keeping an eye on, not her friends.
Well, that sounds very mysterious, Bert. What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. Just something Eddie told me. But it might do him good to be a bit more cautious around that Mrs. Bellamy.
Lillian? Why? What's she done?
Oh, I'm saying nothing. Gossip can be a destructive thing.
No. Okay. So, how's it going at Lower Loxley, Bert?
Oh, very good. I've just added a bit to my routine.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, have you heard about Nigel's great-uncle Rupert?
Is this the eccentric one?
That doesn't narrow it down much.
The artist.
Ah, that's the one. He's a fascinating chap. He deserves a tour all to himself, really.
Are you all packed, then?
Oh, yes, yeah. Not that I had that much.
No. I'm sick of the sight of that sweater.
Now, look, darling. I've told Bridget that she must contact me any time, day or night, if you need me.
It'll be fine. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
What I need now is for you to get Jennifer on side.
I know.
That's the most important thing for me. Knowing that Rory's got a secure future, okay? Then I can... Well, that's what I need.
Oh, Siobhan.
Come on. You're not going to do a Claire on me, are you?
Look, please take care of yourself.
I'll eat my soup. Don't worry. Come here. Give me a kiss. Goodbye, Brian.
Goodbye.
Go on now. Off you go.